Right, well, just a reminder that you're listening to Scott Ross in for Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch today. And this time I'm pleased to welcome Margaret and Kath Parsons, who are fundraisers for Cancer Research UK. So welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Right, close in. Come on, close in. It won't bite.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I've got to ask you, are you sisters?
Yes.
I thought you must be. Right, okay. And how long have you been involved in the fundraising?
Oh, a number of years now.
This is Kath?
Yes.
Right.
It's a number of years now. But how it all started was I went into my local craft shop in Wickford and they had some bags in there to raise money for cancer research and make a card.
Oh, right.
So I collected some bags, went home. Mm-hmm. Made some cards, took them back to the shop, and then from there they was distributed to all the shops.
Now, okay, that was how you started. So that was the reason you chose cancer research, was it?
Yes,
it is. Because you've seen that. So how do you come up with fundraising ideas? Do these come down from above, as it were, or do you come up with them yourselves?
Well, basically, we do the circuits with craft fairs, and we was asked if we would like to do a craft fair.
Mm.
So that's how we got involved, and this is our very first craft fair that we're actually organising.
I know, wait a minute. This is the first craft fair. You haven't yet told everybody what that is. So come on, what is it? Where is it? When is it?
Right. The craft fair is this Saturday, which is the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free entry and ample free parking at the Billericay School, School Road, which is off of Landon Road.
Right.
And everybody welcome.
And what have you got on there, do you know? How many stalls have you got?
Oh, at the moment we've got over 40 stalls.
Right.
Catering for all ages.
And also, I mean, could anybody else now book a stall?
No, we are fully booked.
You're fully booked.
Yes.
Right. So how do you go about doing that? How did you organise it?
Well, basically, as we've done the circuits, obviously we know a lot of people. So I managed to get some of their business cards.
Hmm.
And I researched it all on the internet.
All right.
And I just emailed crafters.
Yes.
And they was more than welcome to help because it's for Cancer Research UK.
Right. Now, okay, so what do you find most effective? You said this is your first event.
Yeah.
But do you do other things as well?
Yes, I support the Dogs Trust.
No, what I really meant
in
with regard to cancer research, do you anything other than this event is the first one, but do you, I don't know, produce Christmas cards or anything of that sort?
Yes, I'm the card maker.
You're the card maker.
Yes.
Right.
And only what happened was, when I went into the craft store earlier this year to get some bags, they said they didn't do them anymore.
Oh.
So we went into the cancer research shop in Billericay to see if they had the cards, the bags, sorry, and they said no, but they would find out. So what I did, I took the cards in that I'd made and they put them in their shop for sale.
Right.
And we thought, well, if we can't do it this way, let's find another way of raising money.
So, I mean, when you do these cards, do you get any help or financial support, you know, in actually coming up with because you've got the materials and all that
No,
sort of
it's
thing.
All out of my own pocket.
All out of your own pocket. What about, you know, hiring of halls and that sort of thing for the event?
Well, what happened was we went to see a lady at the school who hires the hall.
Yes.
And what we did, we hired the hall. I paid for it initially, but as the stall holder's money came in,
yes,
we took the money out from that.
Oh, right.
So the stall holders,
to cover your cost.
Yes, for the hall.
Yeah. Do you get any help from Cancer Research UK themselves?
We've had plenty, thank
right.
you. Yes, they've been very kind.
And what sort of help is available? What do they do?
Well, you just have to ask for it, basically, and they will help you in any way they possibly can.
But I mean, let's face it, a lot of people wouldn't know the questions to ask.
All right, well, basically, I've been in contact with a gentleman called Darren. He
right.
is the fundraising manager,
right.
and what he came up with some ideas.
Yes,
and he gave us ideas, and we sent flyers and posters to him.
Right,
and he knew people that would put them out in the streets for us.
Right,
so he's been very, very helpful, and we'd like to say thank you very much.
That's fine. Now, what about if they don't give you financial help for that, though, do they give you legal advice? Because you could, presumably these days it's so easy to fall foul of health and safety and all that sort of thing. It must be a nightmare.
Yeah, no, the school business manager, she's been very, very helpful, and she's the lady that's been giving us advice.
Oh, right, okay. Because I was interested in what you're doing, because as you mentioned about Christmas cards, and a lady that we had in here on one of the programmes last October, in October last year actually, Jean Ashdown Coates, do you know of her?
No.
She's producing Christmas cards as well, and apart from that, she's also just done a big thing for cancer research where she's produced photographs of Lester Piggott along with one of the racehorses and also Sir Henry Cecil and the horse that he trained, Frankel, because Sir Henry Cecil died of cancer earlier in the year, and she's been pushing those out as well. But that, you know, that's I don't know, she's been doing it a very long time.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I'm very careful, because you've got to be careful what you produce because of copyright.
Right.
You know, yes. You could go doing things.
But it's her own material.
Yeah, but you're using someone else's pictures, which could be copyright.
Oh, I see. Well, I think she's all right. I think she's fairly safe.
If I printed pictures of football players and that off the internet, put them on cars and sold them, that would infringe copyright laws.
Now, she's taken the photographs herself, so I don't think that's a problem. Now, I just wondered, you know, how you... So what have you got planned for next year? Now you've started, where do you go from here?
Basically, we're going to see how this one works.
Yes.
Because at this one, we've actually got a Father Christmas.
Right.
And a lady and a gentleman called Sandy and Tom have donated a signed West Ham football.
Oh, great.
So, obviously, if we can get the crowds... That's for the raffle. If we can actually get the crowds in and it goes well, then obviously we will do more next year, which is what we're planning to do.
Well, are you planning to do stuff through the year or just to do it at Christmas time again?
No, we're hoping to plan for the year.
Right, with other events such as these sort of... with stalls and things like that through the whole year.
Yes.
That's very good. Great stuff. So would you like to just re-promote your event this coming Saturday?
Right. This Saturday at the Billericay School, it's down Landon Road. It's about 5 minutes walk from Sun Corner, so there's no excuses if you live within walking distance.
No excuse at all.
It's in aid of Cancer Research UK. It's free entry, free parking, wheelchair access, plenty of stalls for everybody. Come and have fun. You might find that unusual Christmas present you've been looking for.
And there's also refreshments throughout the day, hot and cold.
Great stuff. Wonderful stuff. And free parking.
Free parking.
Right. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Really do appreciate this.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.